This show furnished by Mark Allen Communications.
This is Late Night Health. This is the radio show that cares about the most important part of your life, your health. During the next 2 hours, we're going to take a look at a wide variety of things where we take a look at everything from the American Cancer Society fundraiser coming up in a couple of weeks here in Southern California to taking a look at an attorney who is actually fighting the government, big pharma, big companies, and we're going to start with that right now. His name is Mike Pompantonio. He is the host of the nationally syndicated radio show Ring of Fire with Robert F. Kennedy Jr. and Sam Sater. He hosts America's Lawyer on RT America Network. I have a friend who works on that one as well, Holland Cook. He's president in, let's see, in 2012 was elected the president of the National Trier Lawyers Association. He's received all kinds of accolades. He's written books. We'll talk about those. But I just want to know about Mike. How did you decide, Mike, to take your legal career and go after Big Brother?
Well, from the start, I was recruited. I'm a trial lawyer. People don't quite understand what that means, but in the United States right now, there's about 800,000 lawyers, but there's only less than about one-eighth of 1% of us that actually try cases for a living. So I'm hired to try cases of all kinds, and it started out with me trying cases against the asbestos industry for other lawyers. I would try cases all over the Southeast. People would have huge numbers of asbestos cases, but unfortunately they simply had no training in how to try cases. So it started there, and then from there I started going after the big pharmaceutical companies and the environmental polluters. And it just kind of, after 35 years, I'd say by year three it kind of had set, and I understood that that's kind of what I wanted to do with my time. And I've never been one to do auto cases or the typical run-of-the-mill kind of plaintiff cases, and I just have always done this type of specialty. So that's where I end up after 35 years.
35 years, wow. Mm-hmm. You know, there are a lot of lawyer jokes, right?
But oh, tons of them. Yeah.
Tons of them, and you probably know each one of them and all their variations. But the fact
I've heard most of them, sure.
Right, but the fact is that you're actually using the law to make life in America better.
Well, you know, the problem is people always believe that the cavalry's coming for, you know, when it's a pollutant. Like, for example, right now I'm working on the Monsanto case. Roundup is killing people by the hundreds and thousands all over the globe. And we have a government that is not the cavalry. Government is not going to do anything about that. The media is not going to do anything about it because the media gets so many advertising dollars every year from companies like Monsanto and Bayer. And then we think, well, okay, regulators are going to do something about it, but they don't do anything about it because, well, they end up going to work for the industry. We think maybe the Department of Justice will do something about it, but they don't because, you know, criminals in the United States, white-collar criminals, don't go to prison. They simply pay fines. And it's some character out on the street corner that sell 3 ounces of marijuana that ends up going to prison. So, there's a very naive notion in people's minds that there's always, you know, I guess we came up on MGM movies where, you know, you're pinned down, that wagons are turned over, and the bad guys are coming for you. You're out of food, you're out of ammunition, you're out of water, and then all of a sudden the cavalry comes over the hill. There is no cavalry.
Okay? Yes, there is, Mike. There is.
It's all help. Yeah.
Mike, there is. You're the cavalry.
Well, thank you for saying that. Sometimes I feel like I need about 10,000 soldiers with me. But, you know, the truth is you do change things. I just finished up a case in Ohio against DuPont, and I was hired by lawyers up there that had these cases, and they simply didn't know how. You know, they were good lawyers, but they simply weren't trial lawyers. They're what we call office lawyers. They handle, you know, $10,000 automobile cases, and they do a good job with what they do, but this was just out of their league. So I was hired to try a series of those cases against DuPont. 70,000 people up in the Ohio River Valley were poisoned by something called C8, which, by the way, is all over your water there in California. C8 is a toxin that is it's generated by in the process of making Teflon.
Oh, God. Matter of fact, and Teflon is not good either.
No, Teflon itself creates an off-gassing of C8. So, but anyway, C8 unfortunately causes several different kinds of cancer. It causes birth defects. It causes, actually, at the cellular level of DNA, it actually there's a DNA change that C8 is capable of imposing. So the point is, you know, at a billion, I think by the time it was over, DuPont paid $1.2 billion is what I settled this process for the first round. But the point is that the money was important, but what was more important is the media finally started picking up on it. They had to. They didn't want to because DuPont's a big advertiser for them, and they like the dollars. You know, it's all corporate media is all about the money. I mean, they simply have shows to pay for their so they can show you advertisements.
And well, of course, but then that's why there are programs like Late Night Health and Ring of Fire.
Yeah, well, we hope so. America's lawyer deals with it all the time.
And America's
lawyer,
yeah.
Had we not taken that case, Mark, there wouldn't have been any recognition of how dangerous C8 is. And now there's a documentary that's coming out, I think this month. It's called The Devil We Know. And it talks about how dangerous C8 is, and now it's in about 90% of the entire American public has it in their blood, and they don't even know it. So,
at home, at your house, at your personal home, do you have any Teflon-coated pans?
Oh, no. Well, yeah, we have some old ones. We don't use them. We use, we go use butter and oil. It works just as well.
Absolutely.
So, anyway, the point is, it is self-help, and I don't know. I think people become victims because they think somebody's, going to pull a sword out of the stone and going to change things for them. But the only reason the DuPont case took place was because you had some very courageous local people that said, we think that this is a problem. And sure enough, they kept digging, and they put together a group of citizens there in the community that discovered that the C8 was all in their drinking water. But they had to do something, rather than sitting in, woe is me and oh, poor pitiful me, they went out and did something. They actually, they united and they put together a citizens organization that confronted DuPont, and it brought me into the case because it gave me the sense that, okay, I'm not there fighting by myself. I have people that'll help. That's what I look at on every case. Before I take a case, I want to know, well, what's going on with the general community? Are they going to help? Are they going to just count on me doing everything and something miraculous happening? It has to happen at the grassroots level.
Right now we have an epidemic of addictive opiates being prescribed by doctors, insurance companies taking over, telling doctors what to do. It was just announced yesterday or maybe this morning that President Trump has asked for the EPA to be dismantled. What's going on in this world?
Well, let's take one at a time. I mean, each has its different story. The hospital corporation, for example, people don't realize hospitals aren't what they grew up with. They used to grow up with doctor hospitals where doctors made decisions based on the science and what their training was. A hospital corporation is just like any other corporation. It's just like the Exxon Corporation. All they really care about is what, at the end of the day, how much money have they made for their shareholders. So it's kind of an inverted pyramid. The pyramid used to be at the very top was patient care. That was what the important issue was. Patient care, and then you would build your organization around patient care. Were you properly staffed? Were the doctors that you hired appropriate? Was the equipment that you had enough? Did you have a system that actually looked out for the interest of the patient? And now what you have is that inverted, that pyramid is now at the very top is how much money did we make last year? And you're seeing it disguised in all different types of ways. One way that you're seeing is what they call the nonprofit hospital. Well, the nonprofit hospital is a joke. It's a scam. And all it means is everybody's making a ton of money, and at the end of the year, whatever money they have left over, they buy more property, and they call it, this is, we needed this property for some reason or another. They buy a new building. So they give themselves big bonuses. So it's a scam. And so, but there again, most people don't get that. They go to the hospital. It's been like a frog in boiling water. They haven't understood that as they've been going to the hospital for years, that hospital is now a corporation. It's no different from Exxon or DuPont or Merck or Pfizer. It's simply a corporation. So that disconnect doesn't allow them to objectively take care of themselves. Okay, they say, oh well, the doctor in the corporate hospital tells me this is what I need to do. Let me go do it.
Well, when your parents would go to the doctor and they would respect what the doctor would say, and the doctor would say jump, and your parents and my parents and my grandparents would say how high. But today the question is, why do you want me to jump so high? Or why do you want me to jump?
Should be, right?
Yeah. We're going to take some time out, do some business. We'll be right back. Our guest, Mike Pompantonio, he's a senior partner at Levin Pompantonio, one of the nation's largest plaintiff law firms, an author, a radio host, a TV host. He's done it all, and he's really pulling the sword out of the stone for the rest of us here in the United States. I'm Mark Allen, along with the insane Daryl Wayne, Josh Lane sitting in, kind of listening as well. We're going to take some time. We'll be back in just a couple moments. Join us at LateNightHealth.com, LateNightHealth.com.
You're listening to Late Night Health with Mark Allen. The show continues in a moment.
Old souls may be the ones who've been around the block a few times, but they're also the ones who know how vastly beautiful that block is. They're the ones who still stop to smell the roses, and they always stop to drink in every small moment of life. Life may seem like it's all about seeking moments to smile, but I find it's about smiling for every moment you experience life. And old souls know this best. They're the ones who treat life like a garden. They know the only things that will ever grow within that garden are the things they've placed there, nurtured and tenderly cared for with all their heart.
For more inspiration from Robert Clancy, visit GuideToTheSoul.com or go to the Moments with Robert page on LateNightHealth.com.
Want to generate more leads for your business? How about building a stronger social media following and better brand credibility to help increase your closing ratio? At EasyWay Promotions, we can help you to stop doing it the hard way and start doing business the easy way. With $1 billion relationship equity, a digital reach of 100 million plus, and over 18 years of business experience with entertainment and nonprofit, EasyWay Promotions is sure to boost your business. On March 24th at 5 p.m., come join us at the Business Expo Center in Orange County near Anaheim Convention Center. We're celebrating host and social media mogul Eric Zulli's birthday with a benefit supporting American Cancer Society. Come hang with over 30 celebrities and influencers, over 20 red carpet media outlets, and enjoy some amazing food and drink with a celebrity chef. For more info or to RSVP, call 877-399-2929 or download our free mobile app at easywaymobile.com. That's letter E, letter Z, W-A-Y. We'll see you there. This message brought to you by SafeSolutionsNow.com.
Late Night Health is proud of our partnership with the EBC, the Evolutionary Business Council. Check them out at ebcouncil.com.
You're listening to Late Night Health with Mark Allen. The show continues in a moment.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. That's 800-296-1252.
Late Night Health continues. In about 15 minutes, Eric Zulli will be joining us. We're going to talk about Eric's birthday bash for the American Cancer Society in about 15 minutes from now. Right now, we are talking with the King Arthur of the United States, Mike Pompantonio. He's America's lawyer. And we're talking about a wide variety of subjects. So many, we're going to have to bring Mike back. We were talking during our break about my wife went and had a prescription filled. Last month, that prescription might cost her $10. This month, they want $330. Daryl told you about a patch that he was prescribed for $800 a month. They have these formularies. What's your feeling about formularies and how those work?
Well, I take depositions all over the world against the pharmaceutical industry, whether it's Merck, Pfizer, Lilly. I've been in lawsuits on the other side of every one of them. It's really interesting, Mark. Every time I take a deposition, I make it a point to ask this question. I say, now, sir, you're selling this drug here in Germany for $5. Same drug in the United States sells for $45. How do you do that? Why do you do it? And they say they do it because they can get away with it. Literally, if you distill what they're saying, they do it because we let them get away with it. Now, come back over here on the other side of the pond in the United States. There's a myth, and the myth is, well, Democrats are really good for us, and Republicans are bad for us. And really what it comes down to is neither party is worth a damn where it comes to us. Democrats, for example, take a look at Cory Booker's history, Biden's history, look at what I call the Wall Street Democrats, and understand that they do the bidding of the pharmaceutical industry. Obama did the bidding of the pharmaceutical industry. Now, we expect that from Republicans because we've seen it for decades with Republicans. That's no surprise to us. But you see, we build these myths, and the myths are that, you know, Democrats are going to take care of us. Democrats could have taken care of us on at least half a dozen times when votes have been critical that have to do with controlling the price of drugs. And each time they were led by people like Tim Kaine, by people like Cory Booker, that we think are people on our side, that actually at the end of the process we discovered that they're actually on the side of Big Pharma, because Big Pharma spends billions, that's with a B, in spreading around money for congressmen and races, and they treat the Democrats just like they treat the Republicans. So first of all, we have to get our heads out of this ethereal notion that there's something different between the two parties. If we're ever going to solve the healthcare crisis, we have to understand that at the heart of the problem is the pharmaceutical industry. And that's why even Obamacare is having such a difficult time, because they didn't do what they were supposed to do, and that is to rein in the pharmaceutical industry.
It's made them more money. Obamacare has made them more money.
Yeah, so we see these stories. Shekel that just was sentenced to 7 years in prison for taking a AIDS medicine that used to be $13 and raising it to $750. Well, people misunderstand. He didn't actually go to prison for that. You see, it was okay to steal from the American public by that type of price gouging. The typical kind of price gouging that we see, that I see in my cases, are anywhere between 2,000% markup to 10,000% markup. Those are the kind of numbers we're talking about. Now, we look at that Schrekel case and we say, he went to prison. He went to prison, nothing to do with the fact of price gouging. It was a Ponzi scheme that he had with Wall Streeters. So he went to prison because he was stealing from rich people. not because he was price gouging for poor people. But it had this been a, let's say it was gasoline. Let's say somebody was price gouging gasoline because of a shortage. They'd go to jail. There's laws that say you go to jail, but not for the pharmaceutical industry. So the first thing we have to do is be honest with ourselves. This idea that, hell, I'm a Democrat and the Democrats are taking care of me, throw it out the window.
It's all politicians.
It's all the same thing. It's Democrats, Republicans. You know, I've been independent for 40 years, and it's because I recognized at a young age, there's nobody looking out for me except me.
Well, and you are looking out for the rest of us, of course, at the same time. I'm really interested in knowing, and we only have a couple of moments left, the FDA and the FTC, they're both mandated to help take care of the American people, especially the FDA. Briefly, are they or are they not?
The FDA is the most dysfunctional revolving door catastrophe that we have. As far, if you take the SEC, the EPA, the FDA, you know, take all of the regulatories, OSHA, you name it, they really have become simply an extension of corporate America. Corporate America hires them. Here's how it happens. Hey, Joe, I really need to get an okay on this drug we're sending through. Could you move it faster? Can you give me an okay? And, oh, by the way, Joe, we really want to talk to you when you leave the FDA. I've got a job that starts at about $350,000. As soon as you leave, you let me know and we'll take care of you. That's how it happens.
I can't believe...
Happens every single day, Mark, every day. I take depositions of these people every day, and that same conversation comes out with us.
Will you come back? Will you come back?
The EPA? I'll try. You know, I'm pretty busy right now. We got the opioid case going on in Cleveland, and so they've got me.
We'll get you back at your convenience. Mike, you're terrific. We appreciate it. Hey, watch him on RT America.
America's Lawyer. Yeah.
Look that up. America's Lawyer. Mike, thanks a lot. All right, Eric Zulli's coming up next. Don't go away as Late Night Health continues.
Late Night Health is proud of our partnership with the EBC, the Evolutionary Business Council. Check them out at ebcouncil.com.
Attention users of the blood-thinning drug Xarelto. If you took the drug Xarelto and experienced complications such as cerebral hemorrhage, gastrointestinal bleeding, or other internal bleeding, or if a loved one has died after taking Xarelto, you may be eligible to get a cash award for your suffering. Call the Xarelto Help Hotline now at 1-800-264-3150. That's 800-264-3150. To qualify for a cash settlement, you must file a claim before the deadline, so don't miss your opportunity for a cash settlement. Call 800-264-3150 now for a free, no-obligation consultation. Our call center is open 24/7. So if you took the drug Xarelto and experienced cerebral hemorrhage, gastrointestinal bleeding, or other internal bleeding, or if a loved one has died after taking Xarelto, call the Xarelto Help Hotline now at 800-264-3150. 800-264-3150. That's 800-264-3150.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've looked at other website designers. There's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
800-489-8751. 800-489-8751. 800-489-8751. That's 800-489-8751.
Are you being audited? And do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Is the IRS threatening to take more of your money? Don't fight the IRS alone. The Tax Doctor is here to help you negotiate a lower tax bill. The IRS can freeze your assets and seize your bank accounts, but you can stop these IRS actions. The Tax Doctor will fight for you using industry secrets that can stop any IRS actions, eliminate penalties and interest, and reduce your past tax bill so you pay the IRS less. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call the Tax Doctor now for a free IRS audit emergency review.
800-663-5107. 800-663-5107. 800-663-5107. That's 800-663-5107.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. That's 800-296-1252.
Talk Radio 790 KABC News. I'm James Stanley with this news update. The Florida Department of Transportation says that it was warned about the cracking in the bridge near the Florida International University 2 days before it collapsed. Correspondent Kaylee Hartung says recovery efforts are going to take time.
There are no survivors left in the wreckage, though at least 8 cars and an unknown number of bodies remain buried underneath the rubble. Officials detailed the difficult task ahead.
We need to bring other equipment that's going to be here in the scene to start to remove these pieces.
Jeff Sessions has fired former FBI Deputy Director Andrew McCabe just 2 days shy of his retirement. Correspondent Pamela Brown explains several of the reasons given for McCabe's termination.
Misleading investigators is one of the reasons that he is being terminated just shy of his 50th birthday in the Bureau to be able to authorize disclosure to media.
KABC SoCal weather. Overnight, rain. 49 degrees, 58 for a high on Saturday. 53 now downtown. I'm James Stanley, KABC News.
Late Night Health continues. I'm Mark Allen. Our friend, Eric Zulli, his birthday is coming up on the 24th of March, 2018. And Eric has decided to do a birthday benefit, benefiting the American Cancer Society in honor of his dad. Eric, welcome back to Late Night Health.
Hey, it's good to be back, Mark. How you doing?
We're doing great.
I can't complete with my theme music this time.
No. You had yours, we have ours. Tell me about the Easy Way Evening. It starts at 5 o'clock down in Orange County, California. If you're going to be around, it's a good time to mingle with celebrities, listen to some music, listen to Eric, and at the same time support the American Cancer Society.
Yeah, well, it's my birthday, and also my girl's birthday. We're celebrating both, as well as my partner with Voice America. It's his birthday, so kind of celebrating 3 birthdays there. We are benefiting the American Cancer Society, which is a beneficiary, kind of a partner of ours with the Easy Way Cares program. So we're trying to raise as much funding and awareness as we can for that. And then we're launching our social network. We actually have it out right now at easywayaccess.com, letter E, letter Z. And it's kind of like a Facebook with a little bit of Twitter, and it's not no bullying, no bad business. And so people are starting to really jump on board with that, and so we'll be doing a presentation on what that is. We're launching our own kind of YouTube. It's called EasyWayTube. And then, our cryptocurrency, our coin, and all this cool stuff that we have going on this year. And we're teaching people digital advancement. So,
what's a digital advancement? What's a digital advancement?
Well, digital advancement is advancing your business digitally. You know, cryptocurrency and IPTV and OTT and holograms and, you know, all the digital world. And basically teaching people how to position themselves in how the new age is changing for their business to, you know, to boost the business, to get more business and all that. And we have some amazing sponsors, Apa Tacos Australia, Safe Solutions Now, SoCal Connections, Neuromen, a lot of people are supporting.
Late Night Health.
Yeah, Late Night Health, of course. I mean, you're going to be there, Mark. I mean, you're one of the Easy Way influencers. And I mean, we're talking to you about some big stuff with our TV distribution, which I'll get into in a second. And so basically we ask people to join the movement, easywayaccess.com. We're just looking for some good hearts to join together, and we create a coalition where we all make it a win-win. We all support one another and kind of fight the spiritual warfare that's happening. And so, yeah, we want everybody to mark the calendar on March 24th, Saturday. It's going to be at the Business Expo Center, which is businessexpocenter.com. It's from 5 o'clock until midnight. And this is not to be missed. So basically we're telling people, do you want to network with successful influencers, celebrities, business owners? You know, have you or your friends ever dealt with cancer? Do you want to learn how to monetize your marketing? That's what it basically is. So easywaynetwork.com, all the information is there. That's our kind of Huffington Post little network thing. And it's our first annual social American Cancer Society benefit. So
Eric has been named one of the top media influencers, in the world. He has thousands and thousands of followers, and I'm sure that this is going to be a phenomenal event. I will be there that night. Looking forward to that. I'll be there with Swami's coming.
Yeah. We actually just gave him a deal with iLaunch Global, Evander Holyfield Family's TV network, which I'm a chief marketing officer on. And we're in talks with you, you know, to get your show booming. I mean, God has blessed us so much, man. Our reach is $500 million at this point with all the partners and all the media that we're dealing with. And all of that media, well, not all of it, but most of that media will be there on the red carpet. They'll be there shooting live. They'll have booths. I mean, it's walking in that door, you're basically advancing your career to another level. Like, it's that simple.
Yeah. And
when you go to easywaycares.com, letter E, letter Z, easywaycares.com, it shows all the influencers and celebrities and VIPs and press and sponsors and everything that's going to be involved with the event. We even have the veterans, you know, Disabled Veterans Association, and I mean, just so many different organizations, bullying organizations, like there's, you know, Women of Achievement. There's so many different organizations that are like coming on board now that want to be a part of this event. It's just growing exponentially. We even got Soul Train. Soul Train is going to be performing on stage now.
So oh, man.
Confirmed that yesterday.
Oh, wow. Hey, that's really terrific. Now, one of the interesting things to me is that you're doing this really to honor your dad and the people who took care of him when he had cancer.
Yeah. That was very, very tough for me when I found out he had lymphoma cancer, which is one of the most aggressive forms of cancer you can possibly deal with. The doctor's like, this is very tough to beat. You know, it's a hard diagnosis. And my dad's, you know, I mean, he was on your show before. I'm
yes,
sure a lot
he
of people
was.
Heard his story.
Right.
You know, my dad's going to be speaking more in detail on what he went through and how he beat it and everything. We even have some cancer research scientists. We have one of the main scientists, I think, for American Cancer Society coming to speak. You know, so this is the real deal. This is really the real deal for American Cancer Society. The director of American Cancer Society San Diego will be there, Lori, that's one of our partners. You know, and it was just very tough for me to see that go. My dad loses hair and all that, and it was so tough for us. We want to help others get through it that are going through it. You know?
And of course, your dad was so positive. He told me, he said he was diagnosed, and he said, "Well," and the doctor said, "Do you want to talk?" And your dad said, "No, I got to go back to work."
Yeah. Well, basically, the doctor was like, "Do you want to know your diagnosis?" And my dad was like, "Sure." And he goes, "You have a very aggressive form of lymphoma, very tough to beat." And my dad looks at the doctor and just says, "Oh, good. Well, I have a very aggressive immune system, very tough to beat." You know, like, I mean, he nothing would faze him.
And which is terrific, of course, right?
Mm-hmm.
And your dad preaches that today to other people who have cancer.
Yeah, no, he definitely inspired. In fact, he was on the phone with a couple of people that have cancer, and everybody after talking to him, they feel better about it. It's all mindset. They just have a more positive mindset. You know, because my dad just tells him what he went through and exactly what, you know, how he handled it. And, if you let your mind get the best of you, then that disease will eat you up. But if you stay strong and you don't let that that there's just a piece of your mind that you can't let get taken over. You know?
Eric's background is kind of interesting too. He started as a model. You were one of the first models for. I forgot.
Well, I worked with. I did one of those. You pay to learn how to model center studios thing, and I learned a lot as far as how to pose and the Zed card and all that stuff. And yeah, I've been in some magazines and I've modeled a couple things here and there, but really TV is my big thing. I've been on KXLA and a lot of different television stuff. I've hosted and interviewed over 5,000 celebrities, and so I was the face of Axe Body Spray, and so TV has been my. I think I've done a lot of covers of magazines, so having the experience of being a model helped me to pose correctly on the magazines when now I'm being asked to do all these covers and stuff, so that was cool.
Yeah, that is cool. And the transition from that to a businessman, was that easy?
The transition was not easy at all, even though it's called the easy way. It was actually very, very difficult, but, it's your mindset. I knew, and I still remember when I was in my dad's room, literally maybe 18 years ago. And I was like, Dad, this is where I'm going. This is what I'm going to do. And I knew what I wanted, and I knew I was going to get it without any doubt. And you just keep knocking on the doors. You just keep hitting it as hard as you can. You create it, you create the platforms, you make it happen. I mean, nowadays with social media and websites of what you can do with technology, you can make anything happen that you want. You don't need anybody else. You can create a blog and make a blog massive, and then from that blog, you'll get picked up on other deals and other situations. And I just networked my butt off, connecting with everybody that I possibly could, and really just like-minded, faith-based people. And I've been building a lot of things, and I just kept building different platforms one by one by one. I started out, hosting with a microphone in my hand. And I had a YouTube channel. That YouTube channel would build. Then I started doing promotions. I started, creating events and event planning and social media marketing. I created a PR company. We had a lot of big names that we worked with that. Then I decided to create a network, an on-demand network, use YouTube and embed it over to a blog post and build the subscriber base. And I started to create more and more and more and create more, and it kept expanding. And now, there's a lot to my story, but now I have awards named after me, and I'm being called a Digital Dick Clark, and just I'm able to be in a position to really position other people.
And you help people. That's also your motivating factor.
Yeah, well, I enjoy knowing that my excitement is when somebody comes to me and says, thank you, you've changed my life. When they're trying to do good, and I know that I could be a small part of that, and I could open up some doors, and I could teach them a couple things, or I could help them with distribution, putting them out there. And then they go and they tell people about that. And they say, hey, I did it the easy way, and this is what happened. And other people want to know about easy way, And so I just get a kick out of helping people that deserve that help. And so we're growing a garden. We're taking out the snakes and the weeds.
In our remaining couple of moments, you mentioned faith-based. It doesn't matter what a person believes, it just has to have a belief in something bigger than themselves that will help them in their own lives.
We're not sticklers on any type of religion. I'm a Christian. I'm a Catholic myself. I believe in Jesus Christ and God, but to each his own. As long as you've got a good heart, as long as you're trying to help people, we're trying to help you. I would just say in closing, go to easywayaccess.com, letter E, letter Z. We have our own social network of good heart-based community-type people, celebrities, influencers, producers, a little bit of everything. In fact, we just brought on a billionaire to the network now. And so the networking is exponential, and it really does open up a lot of doors for a lot of people. So check it out. Check out the family. Join our digital family. We'd love to have you. And then March 24th, easywaycares.com, you'll see what we have. Everything's there, RSVP. And do it quick, because there's only 150 seats, and we have 200-something RSVPs. So,
Well, save me a seat. I'll be there. save me a seat. EasyWayNetwork.com. Eric, thanks a lot. We're going to let you go. Daryl and I are going to pick it up and talk for a moment or two. Happy birthday in advance. We look forward to seeing you in about 11 days from our taping date.
Thank you. I know Robert Clancy's on your thing, Mark. We just brought Robert Clancy on our network, too. So.
Yeah, Robert's up next in just a couple of moments.
All right, cool.
Okay. All right, good deal. Thanks a lot. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
All right, Daryl, I thought you and I could chit-chat for a moment or two.
Okie dokie.
I wanted to go back and talk about, you know, having... Can you imagine being in your early 30s and putting together something like this?
You know, I, at that point, had done some of those things, but nothing to that extent, and obviously media had not developed to that kind of extent either. So, you know, he certainly has the tools at his beck and call to go ahead and be larger than life, like the things he's creating here.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing, and he's a young guy. He's, you know, in his 30s. We didn't have, as you said, the social media that he has. And you and I are still learning and struggling with that. Facebook something?
Yeah, every day.
Right.
You know, people say they can tell I'm old because I have an email address. My personal email address has AOL on the end. Yeah. So I do have a Gmail account now, theinsanedarylwayne@gmail.com. Do I check it too often? No, but I will after this broadcast.
Absolutely. You gotta do that. The Insane Daryl Wayne.
At gmail.com.
All right, I'm Mark Allen along with Daryl. We'll be back in a couple of moments. Join us at latenighthealth.com and facebook.com/latenighthealthradio. Robert Clancy up next. Don't go away.
You're listening to Late Night Health with Mark Allen. The show continues in a moment.
Old souls may be the ones who've been around the block a few times, but they're also the ones who know how vastly beautiful that block is. They're the ones who still stop to smell the roses. And they always stop to drink in every small moment of life. Life may seem like it's all about seeking moments to smile, but I find it's about smiling for every moment you experience life. And old souls know this best. They're the ones who treat life like a garden. They know the only things that will ever grow within that garden are the things they've placed there, nurtured and tenderly cared for, with all their heart.
For more inspiration from Robert Clancy, visit GuideToTheSoul.com or go to the Moments with Robert page on LateNightHealth.com.
Want to generate more leads for your business? How about building a stronger social media following and better brand credibility to help increase your closing ratio? At EasyWay Promotions, we can help you to stop doing it the hard way and start doing business the easy way. With a billion-dollar relationship equity, a digital reach of 100 million plus, and over 18 years of business experience with entertainment and nonprofit, EasyWay Promotions is sure to boost your business. On March 24th at 5 p.m., come join us at the Business Expo Center in Orange County near Anaheim Convention Center. We're celebrating host and social media mogul Eric Zulli's birthday with a benefit supporting American Cancer Society. Come hang with over 30 celebrities and influencers, over 20 red carpet media outlets, and enjoy some amazing food and drink with a celebrity chef. For more info or to RSVP, call 877-399-2929 or download our free mobile app at easywaymobile.com. That's letter E, letter Z, W-A-Y. We'll see you there. This message brought to you by SafeSolutionsNow.com.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. That's 800-296-1252.
Are you being audited and do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Is the IRS threatening to take more of your money? Don't fight the IRS alone. The Tax Doctor is here to help you negotiate a lower tax bill. The IRS can freeze your assets and seize your bank accounts, but you can stop these IRS actions. The Tax Doctor will fight for you using industry secrets that can stop any IRS actions, eliminate penalties and interest, and reduce your past tax bill so you pay the IRS less. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call the Tax Doctor now for a free IRS audit emergency review.
800-663-5107. 800-663-5107. 800-663-5107. That's 800-663-5107.
Late Night Health continues with our regular contributor, Robert Clancy. He's the author of Soul Ciphers. You can find him at soulciphers.com. You can also find him at latenighthealth.com. His pretty picture is right there on our homepage. Today, Robert, we're going to talk about miracles. Now, what kind of miracles are you talking about?
Well, you know, you can always wait for a miracle to happen, or you can simply create it by just lightening the load for somebody else that day. And it's like bringing the light of kindness into the situation. The miracle happens right then. It happens as simple as extending your hand to open the door for someone. As I've said a million times, sharing that smile, the great tool that you carry with you every day, and just brightening somebody else's path.
You know, there's a book series out called God Winks. Are you familiar with that one?
I am not.
So the premise is that, you know, 2,000 years ago, or, well, 3,000 or 4,000 years ago, 5,000 years ago, if there was a miracle, it would be like a burning bush talking to Moses. But if you were to go home and tell Lauren, a bush appeared in my car, did not consume the seat, and that's, by the way, a brand new leather seat, because I've seen pictures, and talked to me and told me what to do, there's a potential that she might have you locked up. Potential. Knowing you, she probably wouldn't. But the average person would be kind of freaked out about that. And so, miracles happen as coincidences. What do you think about that?
Yeah, it's all part of it. And I think about, you know, some of the people today, would they have been prophets or seen as prophets back in the day, you know, in centuries ago? And what are miracles? You know, what is that? And I always think about the word truth, because that seems to be at the heart of the miracle. And you know there's truth in sharing kindness, helping someone, giving, being open. Those are all parts of truth that we basically know within our soul. So therefore, if you are doing that, then you must be creating a miracle too. And it happens with that light that you create. Just extending your hand and just giving somebody a loving thought is creating that miracle in that moment.
What about those magic miracles that we all want? Are there? Do those still happen? Somebody's diagnosed. You know,
I think anything is possible in here. As far as there are so many things that science. Because I always go to that. I love how science and spirituality mix together, and putting those two things, science and spirit. And when you bring those two together, they don't always line up. But there's so many things that science is still trying to prove. And they're looking at, you know, is there dark matter? What holds the universe together? How does gravity work? They're discovering things, and they prove a theorem, and they say, oh, well, we know how it all works because it's like this. And then all of a sudden they'll they'll discover something else with the Hubble telescope.
Right.
That completely blows that theory out of the water. Or it's an anomaly that they can't explain yet with science. So you have to look at those things. And there's knowledge that, was passed down through centuries of just evolution and going through that. You know, you look at the, I love the show Ancient Aliens, because I watch that. Just hearing different perspectives is always interesting. I wouldn't say it's 100% on there, but it definitely opens up the discussion that there is more and that has happened on this planet than we know.
And of course, there are health miracles all the time. Somebody is diagnosed with a disease and they're told you only have 2 weeks left to live, and they go on to live another 48 years.
Yeah.
Right.
And I just heard somebody had, I heard two stories this week of something like that where the cancer was gone. You know, it's just no longer exists. They went back and the lump is gone and they don't have an explanation. And the only thing that the doctor said was it's a miracle.
Well, so. It is those are the kind of miracles I really like to hear. Robert
yeah.
Clancy joins us each and every week here on Late Night Health. He is the author of Soul Ciphers. He's a good friend and a good mentor. And I get to spend a couple of days with him this week in San Diego at the Global Influence Summit, and I'm looking forward to that. Robert, thank you for joining us. We will talk to you soon.
All right. I will be back next week, but I'll see you in your smiley face in just a few hours now.
Literally a few hours. All right. Thanks a lot, Robert. All right. Coming up next in our next hour, we're going to talk about the magic of music as it affects health. Don't go away.
If you're listening to Late Night Health right now, you're part of the growing target of baby boomers we're serving. Hi, I'm Daryl Wayne, producer of Late Night Health, inviting you to join the Late Night Health family. If you have any business targeting the growing boomer market, Late Night Health is the ideal advertising vehicle for you. From vitamins to insurance, alternative health to Western-style medicine, Late Night Health caters to the growing population of those over 40 years old. This vibrant demographic has expendable income to fight aging, purchase travel, take care of aging parents, or just have fun. Find out about the advertising opportunities with Late Night Health. Call us at 805-391-0308. That's 805-391-0308, or email us at info@latenighthealth.com. That's info@latenighthealth.com. Join Late Night Health as we empower people to take charge of their own health care. Call now at 805-391-0308. That's 805-391-0308.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. That's 800-296-1252.
The latest from the greatest. The best in new music by classic rockers. With your host, the insane Daryl Wayne.
This is Alice Cooper, and if Daryl Wayne is insane, what does that make me? Criminally insane. Stick around to find out.
It is the latest from the greatest. We've had some really good conversations over the 5 years that this program has been going on with some great rock artists and some people from behind the scenes, authors and otherwise producers. Some of those have been captured on The Latest for the Greatest, Volume 1. It's available on Amazon, or if you go to BlackstoneAudio.com, BlackstoneAudio.com, or Amazon, search for Daryl Wayne, D-A-R-R-E-L-L, W-A-Y-N-E.
I'm the Reverend Al Green, and I said,
Wayne Insane.
Attention, users of the blood-thinning drug Xarelto. If you took the drug Xarelto and experienced complications such as cerebral hemorrhage, gastrointestinal bleeding, or other internal bleeding, or if a loved one has died after taking Xarelto, you may be eligible to get a cash award for your suffering. Call the Xarelto Help Hotline now at 1-800-264-3150. That's 800-264-3150. To qualify for a cash settlement, you must file a claim before the deadline, so don't miss your opportunity for a cash settlement. Call 800-264-3150 now for a free, no obligation consultation. Our call center is open 24/7. So if you took the drug Xarelto and experienced cerebral hemorrhage, gastrointestinal bleeding, or other internal bleeding, or if a loved one has died after taking Xarelto, call the Xarelto Help Hotline now at 800-264-3150. 800-264-3150. That's 800-264-3150.
This show furnished by Mark Allen Communications.